This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh wants to crack down on investors who buy housing units not to live in, but to rent out through services such as Airbnb. In an effort to stop that from happening in an already tight real estate market, Walsh has filed a new ordinance to regulate short-term housing rentals in the city. WBUR's Aninjor and Wameka reports.
This is round two for the mayor. His new proposal would only allow people to rent a room in their home, their entire residence, or a spare unit in a two- or three-family home. This version is different from the one he filed in January, which he pulled because of pushback for allowing units operated by investors. Sheila Dillon, the city's chief of housing, says the amended ordinance reflects the concerns of residents.
The goal is that we make sure that all of the new housing that we're building and a lot of the neighborhood housing that exists remains for Boston residents. Too much of our housing stock was going to the short-term rental industry.
The city says more than 2,000 housing units are rented for more than 265 days a year, concentrated downtown and mostly in investor units. Critics say these so-called investor units are basically hotels. City Councilor Michelle Wu is one of those critics. She's led the council's efforts to regulate short-term rentals and supports the proposal to eliminate investor units.
It's much more restrictive and it achieves, I think, the right balance between allowing home sharing to continue to help residents make their mortgages and stay in their homes while closing down some of the loopholes that have been threatening our housing stock in our neighborhoods.
The hotel industry says regulations are also about having a more level playing field, especially around safety. Paul Sacco is the head of the Massachusetts Lodging Association.
We welcome the competition. We welcome short-term rentals. We have always said that we wanted them taxed and regulated. If they're operating like hotels, which they are, then they should be taxed and regulated.
Airbnb, one of the biggest home share companies, is not happy with the proposed new ordinance. The company says it helps residents pay rent and brings economic activity to underserved neighborhoods. In a statement, the company says it's disappointed with the city's approach and calls it harmful to Boston residents. Airbnb says it believes there is a better path forward. For now, the path forward is public hearings about the mayor's proposal, which requires approval by the city council. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor and Wameka.